Good morning. A dry and seasonably cold start to the day across interior New York and New England as high pressure continues to build in behind the big nor'easter that blanketed central and northern New England with a bunch of snow over the weekend. Skies have cleared out, and we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine during the day today. Clouds will mix in from time to time, especially across the higher terrain, and it will be chilly through the afternoon, but with less wind, a bit more comfortable than yesterday, as high temperatures average out in the lower and middle 30s. A few more clouds will tend to drift in tonight, and skies will be partly to mostly cloudy, and it will be seasonably cold once again, with lows dropping back toward the 20-degree mark. High pressure will continue to dominate into the day on Tuesday, keeping it dry, and temperatures will be slightly higher with a northwest breeze. Readings will be in the lower to mid-30s once again. As we get into the middle of the week on Wednesday, we'll watch a disturbance dive in from southern Ontario. The system will be moisture-starved, although it will produce a bunch of clouds on Wednesday afternoon, and a few passing flurries or snow showers cannot be ruled out as highs reach into the upper 30s. Behind this system, we'll see a high-pressure ridge build in for the rest of the work week, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 40s on Thursday and partly sunny into the mid-40s on Friday. At this point, an emerging storm out of the middle of the country will head toward the Midwest. Once again, we'll be on the milder side of this system with an increasing southerly breeze and the chance of showers by the end of the day on Saturday as highs reach into the mid-40s. Temperatures will stay in the 40s with an even better chance of showers from this system on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a weak storm over the Tennessee Valley will move off the southeast coast today. Cold air flowing into the south behind the last storm will combine with this area of low pressure and produce scattered light snow over parts of the southern Appalachians into parts of the mid-Atlantic. The snow will linger over the southern Appalachians into tonight. The system will also produce rain over the southeast, while in the more unstable environment, showers and thunderstorms will be common over parts of Florida. Meanwhile, mostly dry weather will continue as an expansive area of high pressure sits over the west. Fire weather remains an issue in Southern California, where an elevated risk and a critical risk for fire weather and red flag warnings are all in effect. Air stagnation advisories remain in place for much of the interior northwest through tomorrow, as upper-level ridging and high pressure at the surface will lead to poor air quality. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 10 degrees with a northwest wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 18, 75% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour gusting to 20, and the barometer at 29.81 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 24 below zero at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 40s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 32 degrees, the low 25, the average temperature 29, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just a trace for the month, which is 2 inches below normal. And 1.2 inches for the season, which is 3.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 65 set in 1998, and the record low 7 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m. 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a passing snow shower today and highs around 30. Mostly cloudy with a snow shower possible tonight in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a few passing snow showers on Wednesday in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and Friday, lower to mid-40s. And mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Saturday and showers likely on Sunday with highs in the middle and upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.